800-526-6 to contribute to this amazing, amazing
institution. What was that number again?
877-500-5266.
That's what I thought it was. 877-500-5266. That's the number that makes the magic happen. You pick up that phone, you pound in those digits, and you can make it happen by dialing 877-500-5266.
And now back to the amazing Radio Zine.
All right. Thank you, Pitch People. All right. Nicely done. It is KBOO Portland, and it is membership drive time. I'll give that number again, 877-500-5266. Call today and give whatever you can. We got about another hour to go before 12 o'clock. In a half hour at 11:30, it's Radio Zine today, and host Kathleen Stevenson speaks with Dr. James Gordon about his new book, Unstuck, Your Guide to the 7-Stage Journey Out of Depression. But first, we've got Between the Covers, and today host Lisa Loving interviews Annabelle Gurwitch, actress, author, and activist. That is coming up next on KBOO.
I'm Don Merrill, and I've been talking to as many Oregon State judicial, legislative, and gubernatorial candidates for 2014 office as I can. And I've been talking to them all. Deep blue, progressive, liberal, democratic, centrist, independent, republican, conservative, libertarian, deep red. Many of these candidates get ignored by the mainstream media, but they're not ignored here. Hear these interviews on my podcast at www.kboo.fm/between us. Listen to the people who want to lead you in 2014. Oregon State judicial, legislative, and gubernatorial candidate interviews at my podcast, www.kboo.fm/between us.
This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Grendel's, a neighborhood coffee house offering organic coffee, sandwiches for breakfast and lunch, and Wi-Fi. Proud to support KBOO, Grendel's is open every day at East Burnside and 8th. Information at 503-595-9550 on Facebook or at grendelscoffee.com.
Welcome to Between the Covers. I'm Lisa Loving. We're in the studio with Annabelle Gurwitch, comedian, actress, author, and her newest book, I See You Made an Effort, Compliments, Indignities, and Survival Stories from the Edge of 50. Annabelle, thanks for being here.
I'm so glad to be here. Let me just say, reinvention is the punishment of not doing well in one industry. I like to say I've gone from one dying industry to another dying industry, from being an actress to being a writer. But here's the thing. I do what I'm interested in life. I've been lucky enough to be able to do that. And I love books. And so in some way, it was really only probably a matter of time before I went from acting to writing, because writing was, I mean, books were always my first love, to be honest.
I already decided I'm not going to ask any questions about the photos of you naked with a computer on the internet. Topless is fine. Naked with a computer, okay. I'm not asking instead.
No, we have to talk about it. I just want to say something.
Okay.
Yes, I am naked with a computer. I want to say the reason why I did that photograph, that was for the ebook single of Autumn Leaves, which is one story in the collection of my new book, right? And it's a story about a fantasy about seducing my Apple genius. Now, that story was really about two things. One was, it was 50 Shades of Grey had come out, and I was like, no, this is a crock of crap. I didn't read it, but from what I heard about it, it just did not sound sexy to me, to be honest. It sounded like very conservative and ridiculous. So, but I was thinking, like, well, let me do a satire of this. So that story in my book is like 50 Shades of Spanx. And what would it be like if I was trying to seduce someone younger? Where would I have this affair? Would we have it at my house? No, there's kid art on the wall. Plus there's tweezers hidden everywhere under pillows. There's a pair of Spanx at the foot of the bed. What am I going to talk to someone in his 20s about? If I mention that I still like Joni Mitchell, he would just probably say, who? I mean, what would we talk? If I went to a hotel and I wanted room service, I'd take out my reading glasses. So it's a satire of a sex fantasy. But okay, the picture of me naked, I did that because it is untouched, it is unretouched,
and it's not a bad picture. It's not a bad shot at all.
But the whole thing was, it was just about like, yeah, this is it. This is what it looks like. No retouching. That was the whole point, was that there was no retouching. And you know, you see so many people's pictures of people in the media, which, you know, when you don't know what you're looking at with that picture,
It's just me.
All right. This is what I really want to get to you,
though. Let's talk to you.
This is what I want. Yes. This is what I've been. This question has been burning in my mind for a while. Annabelle Gerwich, nobody Facebooks menopause. Why the hell not?
I'll tell you why not. Because, okay, first of all, this book is about things to do with turning 50. I do talk about menopause. I do talk about the dry vagina. Yes, it can happen to you. And when it happens, because no one talks about this stuff, you're like, what is this? I thought it was psychological. I didn't know it was, I'd never heard of this before. Because we live in a youth-obsessed culture. I think of myself as, and I write from the perspective of, you know, not only being in it, but I am looking at it as well. But I'm not saying I'm not above this. When I was about to turn 50, because I'm 52 now, I couldn't believe it. I was like thinking, no, there's, I did the math must be wrong. It can't be possible. What does this number have to do with me? Because I am that idiot person who grew up watching television where those Clairol commercials said, you're not getting older, you're getting better. Well, guess what? It's not true. I am getting older. I might be getting better, sure, but I'm also getting older, and we all have this refusal to believe this. We don't, these things have a stigma. Of course, when you say these things like menopause around men, you watch them dissolve into the ether. They just disappear. So I understand that for certain people, they don't really want to hear about this stuff. But for women, I actually felt like there's this real disempowerment if we don't acknowledge and find some kind of acceptance of where we're at. So a funny thing is, when I started writing this book, was during the Occupy movement, I actually considered titling the book Occupy 50, because this whole canard, 40 is the new 30, 50 is the new 40. It's not true. First of all, when you're 50, no one who's 40 thinks you are 40. They know you're not, unless you're really tattooed and really pierced. But you're just not. You're a different place in your life. And I thought, you know, I mean, the book is a comedy, and that's how I always deal with everything in life, is that's just my coping mechanism, is humor. But at the heart of this book, it's really about throwing down the gauntlet. And on my business cards now, it says Annabelle Gerwich since 1961. Who am I kidding? This is who I am. I'm just, you know, I'm putting it out there.
Right on. And now, but I have to ask you a hard question, okay? Are these granny panties? You said no more clothing with frills. Okay.
Let me just say
something. Talk about the book cover.
The book cover has a pair of pink granny panties on it. First of all, if you are out there listening to this and you're an author, you're just laughing because you know you don't have a choice of what your cover of your book looks like. Oh, you think you have a choice. They tell you you have a choice. You don't have a choice. Here's how it goes. Your publisher sends you possible covers and they ask you what you think. What do you think of these? Which is code for, yeah, I hope you like it, because this is what you're getting. First of all, it wasn't my idea for the granny panties. This is a book, a comedy about empowerment. The first book cover they show me is a picture of a woman with a bucket over her head. And I was like, did they read this book? Hello? What? Then the second one was this. And I have to say, I was horrified. I'm going to just admit, I've not talked about this. I was horrified when I saw this cover, and I was deeply offended, but everybody else I knew saw it was a joke. They thought it was funny. And then I thought, okay, maybe it's just, you know, I got to lighten up here. Do you know, I'm like a very serious, I traffic in comedy, but I'm a really serious person. And I was deeply offended at first. And then people pointed out to me that it was just, it's just a joke. Because, you know, it's like, it's not your grandma's granny panties anymore. And they're actually sexy. If you look at these granny panties, they're kind of sexy. And it turns out granny panties are in again. They're like the biggest thing. I was going to say Brooklyn, but now you'd have to say Queens. They're probably big in Portland. If I don't know, if they're not big in Portland, maybe it is a mistake. But it is funny because it's just, and also I rail against the color pink in the book. I mean, this is, it's a joke. I have to take it as a joke. And there has been some interesting feedback from this cover. I get a lot of like people who really love it. And then I have some people who are really irate about it, and I just have to say, don't get your panties in a twist about it. It's just a book cover. I didn't choose it, but I think it's funny now. And the irony is in the book, I rail against pink. I hate the whole pink thing. Victoria's Secret, love pink. I find that it wants me to set the stores on fire. I'm not going to do that. I just want to say, if the NSA is listening, I'm not setting Victoria's Secret on fire. We all know Victoria's Secret anyway. Victoria's Secret is that she's 19 and she's never had children, which is why she can wear those stupid push-up bras. In any case, it's a joke.
We are in the studio with Annabelle Gurwitch. Her newest book, I See You Made an Effort, Compliments, Indignities, and Survival Stories from the Edge of 50.
From the very edge of 50. You know, we're at KBOO and we are, I guess we're getting to the edge of 50. We are 46 years old this year.
Oh, sounds like this book is for us.
Absolutely. And despite granny panties, don't put a bucket over your head. Contribute to KBOO now, 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266 for Between the Covers. This is a series that we have here on Thursdays at KBOO where we actually interview authors for an entire half hour. Well, 28 minutes, but still, we actually, at everybody
in depth,
because we actually read the books. It is not some little soundbite. You can actually hear an intelligent interview with an author, a rarity on radio, and really fun to listen to. And this is Lisa Loving this morning, one of our fine hosts who is interviewing Annabelle Gurwitch, and for a $60 minimum donation, that is just $5 a month, folks.
A pittance,
I tell you, you can get a copy of I See You Made an Effort.
And you can see this cover, because you're listening to the radio, so you can't see the cover of the book.
No, but you can get to see it yourself.
You can see those granny panties.
And Survival Stories from the Edge is all something we need these days. So give us a call, 877-500-5266. Help us meet our goal today. And I'm going to just turn around for 1 second and find out what that is, because I'm thinking it is $150. That $150? Is easy. One person can do that.
We can do
One
that.
One person can help us go over our goal. Contribute now.
Please contribute now. It's so important you do so. If you just pound the numbers 877-500-5266 into your phone and hold it up to your shell-like ear, and then we will be answering the phone. We have some lovely, lovely, wonderful volunteers standing by, eager to answer the phone and talk to you about how much you can donate, about how much you love KBOO. So dial us at 877-500-5266.
Absolutely. Get your copy of I See You Made an Effort. I love that. It's very funny. We're going to be continuing pretty soon with this hilarious interview with Lisa Loving interviewing Annabelle Gurwitch. And but in that time, go ahead and make your contribution before the interview continues so you won't miss anything of it. 877-500-5266. Our volunteers will take you through how you want to donate. That's up to you. There's a few ways to do it, and how much you want is also up to you. But I challenge you, if you have been a sustaining member for a while, to just, you know, bump it up a couple dollars or $5 a month.
Yep.
You've seen how painless it is to donate what you've been donating. Now, bump that up about $5 a month. See how it feels for you.
I think you can manage it.
I think so. 877-500-5266. And now back to Between the Covers.
In a way, this whole book is about sex, but in a way, it's about how badly we do aging in America. And what I want to ask you is, do you think there will ever be a moment when women go out in the street and not burn our bras, but maybe publicly melt our Spanx? And they're not going to burn. But, I mean, do we need to be liberated from something here?
Okay, first of all, this book is not about sex. I don't know what you're talking about, Lisa.
The computer and the guy.
That's one story. The book is, I'm just giving you a hard time, because I've just had the right amount of coffee this morning. Let me just say, I've had 4 cups of Seattle's great espresso, and I'm so happy. But so let me just say, it's not, though. I would be really sad if people thought that, because what this book is about, it's about middling in so many ways. This book is about class. It's about status. I write about what it's like to be aging and not being in the top 1%, which, you know, when you're someone who's what I thought I was, which was an artist. And beyond all those things, I have found that at middle age, I was reconfronted with this idea of, is it okay with me? I suddenly really became aware of the things that I was not part of in this country, being middling, you know? And I've made my peace. I make my peace with that every day. I am not immune to this seduction of thinking, oh, at a certain age, I'll be at a certain place. That took me by surprise. I didn't think I was that person. I thought I was this artist. So I'm talking about regrets, making peace with regrets, all the ridiculous ways you wake up at 4 a.m. and you think, oh my God, why didn't I marry Alain? Why didn't I study anthropology? I love anthropology. What was I doing with my life? I mean, all these moments where you realize, though, in this culture, as you said, yes, it's hard to age in this culture. You can become invisible. You know, one of the stories is about taking my son, who's 16, to a concert and realizing that I was becoming invisible. The members of the band didn't even make eye contact with any of the people who weren't teenagers. And I realized they're not singing to us. They're not speaking. We're like lepers in the back, you know, hiding in the shadows. So we live in a youth-obsessed culture. Interestingly, every 7 seconds, an American turns 50. So in terms of our particular country, and it's also, they're calling it, you know, the aging, the graying of the actual world right now, we're becoming the largest demographic in this country for the first time. It's very possible we will see something change. But I think the first thing has to come from us ourselves and from occupying the age we actually are, which is why I'm really throwing down in this book and, you know, trying to destigmatize with, you know, with humor, all these things that happen to you at this age. And I hope that, you know, I can add my voice to, you know, occupying this moment. Let me just say, regarding Spanx and all these kinds of things, first of all, the whole bra burning thing, there wasn't really a lot of bra burning, but what there was in the 70s, I'm old enough to know this, was not wearing of bras. And let me just say, when I see young women, I say right now, wear the sports bra. You will regret it later because gravity really does things. But in terms of the Spanx, I am not wearing Spanx at this moment. I have Spanx. I think it's just as important as saying we shouldn't have a tyranny of like trying this drumbeat of trying to look young or hang on to this thing. At the same time, I want to have compassion for what everyone does. So for instance, I want to walk a middle road. And I think it's also detrimental to be the people who shame other women for whatever they're doing. But I do take a couple of digs at people. So like, for instance, in the book, I do say this thing, because I live in Los Angeles, which I consider Hollywood adjacent. I do not live in Hollywood. I am over 50. I am invisible in Hollywood. In fact, one of the great things is I could commit crimes in Los Angeles. No one would notice because I'm over 50. I'm invisible. I do say this stuff like, you know, when the big earthquake finally comes, there will be women roaming the streets, unrecognizable to their own assistants, looking for Botox, which I will stockpile and sell out of the trunk of my car so I can maybe afford my own retirement. I make fun of this stuff, but I don't want to shame people for what they're doing. I think everyone has to make their own peace. I look forward to the day, let me just say this, Gail Collins wrote the piece about Gloria Steinem turning 80.
I was
going
to ask you about that. It's a feminism issue. Go.
And so the thing is, she says, and how did she look? How does she look? She looks great. I dream of the day when they say, and how is she doing? She's doing great. I don't care how Gloria Steinem looks. And also, Gail Collins got it wrong. Gloria Steinem had an eye lift, and she has talked about it. And I don't care. At first, when I heard that, I was like, Gloria Steinem had an eye lift. What a betrayal. Now I'm like, people should do whatever they want to do. Let's get beyond this. Let's talk about the works they do. Let's talk about actions. So Let's talk about menopause.
I'm 51 now, and I've struggled to figure out who I should be. I was actually 47 2 years in a row. Somebody had to stop and grab me and say, no, this is math. You're 48.
Oh, my
Wake
gosh.
Up.
That is so funny.
I don't know who I'm supposed to be now, but I've got an H&M addiction, right? And my superpower is I can go to H&M, and I can find $5 items every time. That's not an actual superpower, but I feel like it's a victory now that I can go in there and not feel embarrassed, not pretend like I'm shopping for somebody else. But I mean, does it matter? Does it even matter that we're old? How do we know that we're old? What does it mean to be old? I remember my parents dealing with this in the 70s. It was a big deal then, too.
Yes. No, so first of all, you know, I like to say, so if 50 isn't the new 40, what is it? You know, we don't know what it is because we're entering the new territory. We are living longer. We're working longer. We want to remain economically viable longer. So I said 50 is the new 50. So what is that? And we are making that up right now as we go. You know, the only thing I know how to do, someone was like, well, what about aging gracefully? I'm like, screw that. I'm aging with a vengeance.
Oh, when someone says, Lisa, you're well-preserved, that person's going to... Anyway, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I hate that. You know, I'm like, I'm aging with a vengeance. I'm still here. You know, gracefully. What's gracefully? You know, in the media, you see all these things like, you know, they'll tell you right now, there's a big thing in the story in the news, like Elle McPherson is turning 50. Doesn't she look great? Elle McPherson was Elle McPherson before she turned 50. We don't know what she's doing. She probably has people massaging her, feeding her tasty lentils all day.
Bathing in placentas.
Bathing in placentas, getting vampire facelifts. Who the hell knows? So we don't know what this is supposed to look like. And I mean look like on a global level, what our lives look like. But we do know we need to be remaining working longer. There's a chapter in the book called The Sandwich Generation. Sandwich Generation are people like me and like many of us who had kids later, a byproduct of feminism. And we are sandwiched in between fulfilling the needs of their kids, trying to remain economically afloat, and taking care of our parents who are getting older. And it's this juggle all the time. You're stuck in the middle, and that's what 50 looks like. I think we've done away with that saying, you know, you can have it all. We know that's not true.
Because they were trying to sell us cigarettes when they did
right.
that.
Right. So I'm just trying to, as I say, have it some. I'm trying to have it some, and unlike Sheryl Sandberg, I am not a CEO, so I am not leaning in. I'm just slouching forward. I am slouching forward through every single day, and one of the, I have to say, the opportunities, Lisa, of 50 that I think can be very empowering is that I am making my peace with letting go of kind of perfectionism that I feel was sort of strangling me. And now I kind of revel in sucking at things. I feel I'm old enough to give myself permission to suck at things that I do. So for instance, I used to host a show on TV called Dinner and a Movie, right? I actually never learned to cook, even though I did that show for 7 years and worked with a chef. But I'm a Jewish mother and I like to, my husband says, you don't cook, you heat, which is very true. I'm not, you know, those, you know, girly girls. I'm not crafty. But I do like to, you know, like cook, heat food for my family. And now I just say, yes, I suck at cooking and you're going to eat it. And, you know, that is, and yes, I'm never going to be the youngest person to do something anymore. Yes. So what? I'm middled in my career as an actress. Okay. Bring it on. This is who I am.
We are in the studio with Annabelle Gurwitch. Her newest book, I See You Made an Effort, Compliments, Indignities, and Survival Stories from the Edge of 50.
And I am Lynn. I'm here with Will, and we are asking you to contribute to KBU today because unlike Annabelle, who has been who has fallen victim for a long time to the Hollywood myths about what a human being is, at KBU we have people of all ages because we embrace all ages here. We are not, well, we're radio, so we're definitely about not bored about you, what you look like. We are about what your heart and soul is. And
what
that,
you think.
And what you think.
That's
and
what
you
what
think.
With
no, and what your heart and soul is, too, because we are the heart and soul of Portland.
Yep.
We are the community radio station. This is a great thing for you to support. This is important. If you, there's people that are agreeing with us right now, 877-500-5266. It is not. Right, 50-year-old, 20-year-old, 85-year-old, we don't care. We have never cared.
Nope.
We have never cared.
We embrace the elderly, the young, the people who are in the middle, the sandwich generation.
That's right. The sandwich, the soup generation, everybody. Yep. 877-500-5266. Show us your support right now.
You're showing your support by listening to us, but you can show us your financial support by dialing 877-500-5266.
Absolutely. And, you know, listen tomorrow morning to Positively Revolting. For antidote to this, we're going to have Michael Mead on talking about the genius that is inside you. If you would like to have an antidote to what the corporate media is piling on, on women and men about how they should look, what they should do, that they should just roll up in a ball and die at 50. No, 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 not us, not here at KABU. 877-500-5266. If that's something you're passionate about, if you don't want to be ageist, you just give us a call or go to KBOO.FM and make your point known by clicking on the Donate Today.
That's right, and it's really important you do this. I know you know that, and I've been telling you that for a little while, so has my lovely, lovely friend Lynn. But if you grab the phone and dial 877...
Who's way over 50?
877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. You'll be helping support all these fascinating shows and these great guests we get who want to talk about the interesting issues of today, including aging or aging out of the relevancy of our society, and that's how they feel or perceive it. But in the KABU world, there is no such thing as aging out or being too young or too old or too anything. You're welcome at KABU because your input counts, and you can walk in here. We're at 20 Southeast 8th. You can meet our lovely receptionist, Zoe, with her dog, Max. You can have a cup of coffee and a tour of the station and maybe lay down some filthy lucre that way. And we accept donations.
Lay it down.
We need you to lay it down. We need you to pick up the phone and lay it down. Not the phone, but the money. So please call us at 877-500-5266. And you can also find us easily on the web. We're at kboo.fm. That's our website. And there's a lot going on our website. All sorts of photographs of the people behind the scenes. The people who make things happen. But it's also very easy to donate. You can click on our icon to donate some cash, and you can donate as a sustaining member or as a one-time payment, just to show your appreciation of KBOO and to show how much you care about your community and your community radio station.
So which is the heart and soul of this community.
That's right.
People like Noam Chomsky say you can always tell a town like KABU that has a good community broadcasting, a good community radio station, that is a more informed town. And we are informed. We are not about just how old you are here. However, if you want to get some laughs, you can get this book, I See You Made an Effort, by Annabelle Gernreich for a minimum $60 donation. It can be more than that because we will take more. We are we've been challenging people all morning to do $100 a month. Somebody out there can do it, and we know. Yep. You can put it on a monthly deduction on a credit or debit card. Anything that you want. We are here for you, and you need to be here for us. 877-500-5266.
That's right. And in the big picture, this isn't very much money. Not that much. You won't feel it coming out of your bank account, but we will feel it coming into KBOO. Because electric bills have to be paid. The generator that runs the transmitter has to be kept.
It's $84 an hour to run this station.
$84 an hour. And that is a really good value for money.
Wait. Someone could buy an hour of KABU.
That would be a great
idea. $84
an hour. $84.
$84.
Support one whole hour of juicy
yeah.
radio.
You could do it a month, or you can just do one single hour of KABU. Have your own hour of KABU for
yep.
Call 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm, whatever you want.
And or now, come in the front door.
Come in the front door, 820 Southeast 8th. And now, back to Between the Covers.
This is really at the heart of what I wanted to ask you.
Yes.
How is the steady march toward death different now than it was for our parents?
Well, first of all, we have different expectations. And I think when your expectations clash with reality, that's a great combination for humor and also, you know, an opportunity for, you know, growth, dare I say it. But okay, so very realistic thing. I mean, one of the challenges of our time is this thing that we're going to be retiring later. Okay, so if we're living longer, we have to remain. This is why the title, I See You Made an Effort. Our march towards the grave is going to be a lot longer. So we have to like get the right amount of sleep and the supplements and get the right amount of exercise and do all the things you have to do to remain healthy, which is not only, you know, something we want to do because we're vain, but it's a necessity. Economically speaking, we have a very challenging, you know, life ahead of us. I mean, so just in terms of ages, we look different. We are going through different things at different times. As I was saying, it's not your mother's 50, not your grandmother's 50. So, you know, really we're a little bit unprepared for that. So for instance, I write about menopause in the book because I didn't know about it, because I didn't witness my mother's. I was out of college. we are going through this time, a lot of us with kids at home, we are just going through different things at different times. So our lives, practically speaking, look differently. Many of us have reinvented. You know, we go through numbers of careers. So our life in middle age and as we get older just looks different. For many of us, it involves new careers. It involves new relationships. I write about dating at this age. In fact, you know, because I'm married, but I felt like a lot of my readers, like a lot of my friends, would be single. So I took a class in dating over 50, and I went to see a love coach, and it's hilarious, the advice she gave and the makeover she did. And I was going, you know, with my friends who are single on the, you know, Our Time dating sites and stuff like that. And I write about that in the book because that's part of our life too. That's another way our life looks different. And then, you know, then there's just biology and the way genetics catch up with you. And those are inescapable. So we're kind of butting up against our biology, which in some senses, you know, hasn't changed, and then our culture, which has changed, and we're really a betwixt and between generation. I mean, I have some things now, like osteoarthritis, that I'm not gonna get over. These are gonna be with me now. It's not like when you're younger and you have a health thing and like, oh, I'm done with that. This is what I live with now. And that is one of the truths about 50 that I was not prepared for.
Right, rosacea, what is that? It's acne, no it's not. All I know is they're telling me to stop drink. That's not gonna happen.
I know, that's a problem. It's like, I've also heard rosacea is connected to gluten. So okay, I'm gluten free. At this point in my life, I also am pre-diabetic, which is nothing to do with my exercising or the way I've been eating. I'm a thin person. It's just my genetic predisposition that caught up with me at this age. It seems like a punishment of my body's way of telling me you really are 52, even though I am well preserved.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, these are these real things, real things.
The real things. Annabelle Gurwitch, thank you so much for being with us. I See You Made an Effort. Look for that. And you should also go back and look for You Say Tomato, I Say Shut Up. And definitely look for the film Fired, Tales of the Canned, Canceled, Downsized, and Dismissed. Welcome to Portland. Thank you so much for being with us.
So happy to be here. My kind of people in Portland.
Thank you.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor Calling Forth the Mythic Fire, an evening of wild storytelling on Saturday, May 17th, 7:30 p.m. at Hip Bone Studio, located at 1847 East Burnside, number 104 in Portland. Storyteller Brian Rohr will invite the listener to follow the wisdom inherent in the old stories. Utilizing the drum and the spoken word, Rohr helps us journey to a place where we ourselves live, breathe, and dance among the ancient tales. Rohr is a member of the National Storytelling Network, the Healing Story Alliance, the Portland Storytellers Guild, and the Jewish Storytelling Coalition. Again, that's Calling Forth the Mythic Fire, an evening of wild storytelling on Saturday, May 17th, 7:30 p.m. at Hip Bone Studio. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
Good morning. I'm Kathleen Stevenson for the Radio Zine. I'm speaking with Dr. James Gordon, a pioneer in integrative medicine and a founder and director of the Center for Mind-Body Medicine. He is a clinical professor in the Department of Psychiatry and Family Medicine at Georgetown University. He is the author of numerous books. His latest is Unstuck, Your Guide to the 7-Stage Journey Out of Depression. Dr. James Gordon will be speaking